The Lamb will shepherd them. The Lamb will be the shepherd. Today, Zavi and Zara, you will receive your first Holy Communion, who is the Lamb of God, so that you might be shepherded by them. We learn a bit of this in life, what that means, and one of the great ways that I've learned what that means is through my mom, of course. Take a moment and think of a word or phrase that describes your mother. What word describes her? Don't look at me, just think about it. And now share that word with somebody. For me, the word that describes my mom, okay, it's a compound word, and it's dog food. See, my family, one of our favorite meals as a kid was dog food. You see, back in 1967, my family lived in New Jersey, and my dad was at work, and our kids were home. It's the middle of the summer, in July, end of July, and my mom's there, you know, being a good mom with us kids, and we're playing, and all of a sudden, there's this stray dog that shows up. This beautiful dog, and about this tall, kind, nice, perfectly trained, at least we thought, and we said to my mom, "Mom, let's keep the dog. It's ours. It showed up in our house." And Mom said, wisely, "Let's wait till Dad gets home and talk to him." And I'm certain at that point my mom called my father and said, "Come home really late." But in the meantime, the dog hung out with us. And so it came time for dinner. And so what we had for dinner was this recipe. It was a brand new recipe. It was just printed in the New York Sunday News, July 26, 1967. And it's a recipe with ground beef and milk and egg and onion and meatballs and minute rice. You know where minute rice is made? General Mills, right here. Minnesota company. I was destined to be here in Minnesota, and so we had it, and it was great. And we gave some of it to the dog, and thereafter we called it dog food. And it was one of our favorites. And it got so common we didn't even think about it. In fact, one time my mother was at work, and she's talking to some of her coworkers, and she worked for the Illinois Department that dealt with child abuse. All right. And they're saying, "What are you going to have for dinner? What are you going to serve?" And my mom goes, "Oh, I'm going to serve my kids dog food." We loved it. See, the good shepherd knows us, Jesus says. The good shepherd knows what makes us tick, what we like, what we dislike, how to rock us to sleep. The good shepherd knows us so deeply and profoundly. The good shepherd delights in just staring and gazing at us, counting our eyelashes the way a grandpa counts the eyelashes of a grandchild. The good shepherd knows us in a way that is of the deepest, most intimate bond, the way a mother knows, even from the first kick in the stomach, the child within her. Knows us. And the good shepherd gives to us, that provides for us. The good shepherd provides all that we need, everything that you and I need. The good shepherd provides so that we might live a life that's full. And we might live a life that's full, not in the sense of I've got everything I need, but in the sense that I'm able to love as I was created to love. Because you too were created to love. Mom and Dad sometimes help you with that, don't they? They might say, "Set the table." They're helping you to love. Or they might say to your little brother, "I forgive you." Probably a lot, huh? Because they want you to love. You see, the good shepherd knows us. And the good shepherd provides everything that we need. And the good shepherd, like a good mom, knows what we like. And so sometimes it says, hey, today, let's have some dog food for dinner. Or whatever it might be, treats us. Gives us maybe a day of sunshine or a flower that might delight our eye that is our favorite flower. And maybe you see it and you go, thank you, Jesus. A gift from the good shepherd. The good shepherd is that one who protects us, Jesus says, and protects us. But this is what's amazing. The good shepherd isn't some tough person. The good shepherd is the lamb, the one who provides for us, the one who protects us, the one who watches out over us, the one who knows us is a lamb. Why is the good shepherd a lamb? Because God wants us to hold the lamb close. I mean, just take a look over this away, and you see two little lambs being held by their good shepherds. That's what God does for us. See, God wants us to be held closely. God is the good shepherd. And that's why today you will receive your first Holy Communion, who is the very body and blood of Jesus, so that you might know the love of God, that God comes to you personally, not in some mass production kind of way, but personally, because God loves you like a shepherd, like a parent. Pretty amazing, huh? So today, let us give thanks for the witness of our mothers, for the witness of these women in our lives, all about us, grandmas, neighbors, godparents, who are like good shepherds, who are like lambs, but not cute little lambs, lambs who know how to love us, provide for us, and even guard us. Because Jesus is the good shepherd. And Jesus is the Lamb who's victorious. So a little bit, you will see the Lamb of God before us, and we shall receive him so we might love like him. Who knows? Maybe the Good Shepherd will say to you, well, not to any of you, but to me, hey, have some dog food.